With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. The observance of Labor Day traditionally marks the unofficial end of summer. And since it's a quintessentially American holiday, on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll focus primarily on sacred choral and organ music by American composers and performed by American performers. Pieces by David Ashley White, Howard Helvey, and Gwyneth Walker, among others. As we begin our Labor Day celebration, we'll listen to Aaron Copland's iconic Fanfare for the Common Man, performed by Scott Detra on the magnificent organ of the Washington National Cathedral. Jack Wilberg led the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square as they performed Exultate Justi by John Williams, music from the film Empire of the Sun based on verses from Psalms 32 and 33. We began the program with Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. Scott Detra played the organ of the Washington National Cathedral. Leo Sowerby was the first dean of the College of Church Musicians based at the National Cathedral in the 1960s, after leaving his longtime post at St. James Cathedral in Chicago. We'll hear his motet, Eternal Light, next, performed by the choir of St. Peter's Church in St. Louis. William Aitken conducts. Sounding Joy, a modern take by Gwyneth Walker on an 18th century fuguing tune by Justin Morgan, who incidentally was also known as a famous horse breeder. The American Repertory Singers were led by Leo Nestor in that performance. Earlier, we heard the choir of St. Peter's Church in St. Louis sing Leo Sowerby's lovely motet, Eternal Light. William Aitken conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The choral music of Richard DeLong is firmly rooted in the British and American church music of the 20th century, as we'll hear in our next selection, There Is a Country. It's performed by the American Repertory Singers, led by Leo Nestor. There Is a Country by Richard DeLong was performed by the American Repertory Singers, directed by Leo Nestor. In Howard Helvey's Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in B-flat, one can certainly hear the inspiration gleaned from the canticle settings of Herbert Howells, in particular the Collegium Regale settings. Though he composed the two canticles years apart, Helvey's settings are unified by a shared Gloria Patri. These settings make a wonderful contribution to contemporary settings of the evening canticles, and we'll hear a beautiful performance by the Schola of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. Dale Ottelman conducts with David Fishburn at the organ. Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in B-flat by Cincinnati-based composer Howard Helvey. The Cathedral Schola of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta performed under the direction of Dale Ottleman. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. David Ashley White has been composing church music for well over 40 years and has contributed a significant body of choral music and hymnody to the American church. His hymn, Are You Weary of Your Burden, is next, with a text adapted by Richard Leach from a 19th century text by John Mason Neal. The choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston is led by Courtney and Brady Knapp. The hymn, Are You Weary of Your Burden, by David Ashley White, with text adapted by Richard Leach. Courtney and Brady Knapp led the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Emmalou Deemer, now in her 91st year, has composed many hymn arrangements and other wonderful organ compositions over the decades. Andrew Peters plays her setting of All Things Bright and Beautiful next. He performs on the Shantz organ of Second Presbyterian Church in St. Louis.
Thank you.
choral music of Emmalou Deemer. The choir of Christ Church Cranbrook in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, sang The Lord is Mindful of His Own. Charles Raines directed. Earlier, we heard organ music by Emmalou Deemer as Andrew Peters played her setting of the hymn All Things Bright and Beautiful. He played the organ of Second Presbyterian Church in St. Louis. More American choral music is next as the choir of Christ Church Cranbrook sings once again. Peter Halleck's anthem, The Lord is My Light, sets verses from three psalms, Psalms 27, 139, and 63. The choir is directed by Charles Raines, with Leslie Wills playing the organ. Charles Raines led the choir of Christ Church Cranbrook in The Lord is My Light by Peter Halleck. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A rollicking arrangement by David Cherwin of the hymn Blessed Assurance is next, with tune by 19th century daughter of Methodist evangelist Phoebe Knapp and words by Fanny Crosby. It's a hymn as ingrained in American church culture as virtually any other. It's performed here by the National Lutheran Choir, led by David Cherwin.
Thank you.
Blessed Assurance, as arranged by David Sherwin, who led an enthusiastic National Lutheran Choir in that performance. We return to music of Aaron Copland in our next selection. The Promise of Living is taken from his opera The Tenderland, commissioned in 1954 by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. It evokes the life and times of a Midwestern farm family and the ties that bind them to the land and to each other. The Turtle Creek Chorale performs, accompanied by the Dallas Wind Symphony. All are conducted by Timothy Selig.
Thank you.
Frederick Fennell led the Dallas Wind Symphony with organist Paul Rideau in Alleluia Laudamus Te by Alfred Reed. Earlier, the Dallas Wind Symphony accompanied the Turtle Creek Chorale in The Promise of Living by Aaron Copland and conducted by Timothy Selig. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate Labor Day and American music. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send an email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.